Hi there. How are you?
Hello. I'm well. Thank you, George. My name is Matthew. I'm from Massachusetts.
Whereabouts in Massachusetts? That's my mother's old home state, Matthew.
I'm in Worcester County in Franklin.
Okay. You're pretty close. You're about 50 miles out of Fitchburg, right?
Yes, I am.
Yep. That's where she was born, in that little tiny town.
A nice little town. I enjoyed it.
What's going on tonight?
I just called to let you know that there are those of us amongst you who are not from your world, not from your plane of existence at all.
Oh, really?
I have traveled many lifetimes on Earth.
Where might you be from, Matthew? Are you from another dimension, or are you from the... Aha, okay. I could believe that.
I am from a realm called Sevrumsia.
How did you end up where we are now?
I got in a bit of trouble and got sent on a journey to redeem myself.
And that was to come here?
Here, there, many places.
And
do
how
honorable
will...
deeds.
To all of us, I hope.
For all who deserve it.
And are you doing this?
Every day of my life.
How long do you have to do this now before they let you come back?
Hopefully at the end of this lifetime. Maybe sooner if the world opens up and changes, as you believe 2012 will cause.
Well, that's true. There's going to be some change around 2012. There's no doubt about that in my mind. I am curious, though, about your other existence. Is it a physical world?
For us, when you're there, yes. For you, it wouldn't be right now. But when you if you travel there, it is physical to you.
What would it look like?
Sevrumsia is a realm of unparalleled order. All buildings are in a straight line, straight corners. It's just absolutely perfect order.
Well, how many years would you, if you can categorize it like this, how many years would you say you were ahead of us in terms of knowledge?
We're the same as you.
Oh, you are?
All knowledge is known by every being, or at least accessible by every being.
Accessible, I would agree, accessible. I'm not sure about whether we know it all. I mean,
well,
do you still have...
The Akashic
Records. Do you have crime there?
Yes, but we have enforcement that is relatively easy. You see, in this world, what you would call magic is pretty well forbidden for years and, you know, looked down upon for so long, it's grown weak. There, we don't have the problem with the court systems and whatnot because we have the magics to tell the truth.
Do you believe in a creator?
There are creators. All things come from a centralized force, but we believe that this force is not sentient itself. We are the sentience meant to... We're all an aspect of this great force. In a sense, it's the entirety of all the universes trying to figure itself out.
How many different universes? How many different universes are out there, do you know?
You can't count. It's pretty well infinite. I mean, as one may die at one point, another is born.
And they're all pretty similar? They all have star systems and things like that?
Some have star systems and things like the universe as you know it and planets. Some are nothing but just a continuous mass of land and rivers and oceans. Others are devoid of all objects except for floating beings everywhere. Some are so vile that even the gods are afraid of them.
When you say that you're trying to help us, have you intervened in some episodes and things like that?
Yes, I have on a few occasions.
Can you give me an example? Just to give me an idea?
I've stopped a couple of rape attempts. I've traveled 1,500 miles to assist people after the hurricanes. I go where I'm needed when I'm called. I've fought demons on a few occasions. That's always a fun one.
It sure is. Well, but you don't know how long you're going to be here doing these good deeds.
Until I've earned my redemption. until in the eyes of my God, I have earned my redemption.
It sounds like you're a fallen angel or something.
We are not fallen. We don't. I belong to an order that isn't fallen. We're called avenging angels. It's an order of paladins. I made a mistake and acted far too impulsively and ended up harming an innocent. And, well, I asked for a heavier punishment, but I got this instead.
You asked for a heavier punishment?
Yes.
What did you want done to yourself?
I believed I deserved oblivion.
That's a pretty widespread thing, oblivion. And that would have been forever.
Yeah.
Well, aren't you good?
It was a crime. I mean, I did a horrible thing. I harmed an innocent.
Well, did you mean to?
I acted too impulsively. I didn't think.
You made a mistake.
I thought they were guilty.
You made a mistake.
Yes.
You're almost human.
I'm stuck living as a human for now.
Well, stay with us and keep bailing us out, because we're going to need as much help as we can get.